The SA Music Show with Tabiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.
In the Jacaranda FM building tonight, man, yes, they say, there are so buyer hoodens. Like, a bit of an overachiever much. She's a model. She rides horse. She plays violin. And the big one in November 2023. Tell us what happened, Chloe. What happened in November 2023?
In November 2023, I went to Ecuador.
And then?
Huh? Yes. I'm very bad with time, sorry. But I'm pretty sure I went to Ecuador.
And then?
And then I competed against a lot of really beautiful girls from different countries. Like, you know, the Brazil girls.
And
the Mexican girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all of them were there. And I mean, one of my things that I always say about the trip was that the one girl that I had stalked and that I really didn't want to be roommates with, I was like, she's gorgeous. Uh-huh. I don't know how old she is. She's from Brazil. I was just like, this, it's not going to happen. And I was like, anyone but her, because you don't get to be with the South Africans. You have to be in your group, you know, the Miss Teen Earth group.
Yes.
Guess who my roommate was?
It was her.
Yeah, it was her. It was her. But at the end of the day, we didn't speak each other's language, which was really tough. So we kind of had like use sign language and being like, so time, time up, when?
Wow.
And it's like that type of thing there. So we got along, we didn't see each other much. But anyway, at the end of the day, in November of 2023, mm-hmm. I won Miss Teen Internationally Earth internationally.
Come
yeah,
on.
There we go.
Man.
Wait. What time is it? Wait.
In the Jacaranda FM building, the one and only Chloe Jade Christian. Man, oh man. Welcome to Jacaranda.
Thank
it is
you.
Such an honor for me to be interviewing you because I admit for your DC, I said this on air the one day, right? I was like, she makes amazing music. And on top of it, she's Miss Teen Earth International. I want to interview her, you know? And letterlijk, a paar maanden voorbij gegaan. I was DJing at a function and here were like these two angels that arrived. And it was you and your pops and you were standing there in front of me. I like had to pinch myself. I was like, is this really happening? Is this really you guys? And I was like, this is the chance. This is where I get to ask you, will you please come in studio? In here is you, Leo van der Leyva. Welcome to Jacaranda FM. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I didn't expect you to actually ask me that night. We just tried to yell your name from beneath the stage and hope you see us in the dark. But luckily you did.
I quickly want to talk about your song because it was part of the SA Music Countdown. It reached number one as well. Won't Turn Back. There's a story behind the song and for me, it touches me because I sometimes feel the same as to, you know, am I the main when it comes to we being friends or am I just a friend?
Yeah.
Tell us about the song, Won't Turn Back.
So, now I need to put myself back in that place, you know, just feel all those feelings.
Go right into it.
You know?
Go right into it. Yeah, yeah.
With Won't Turn Back, that was a lot of hurt. It was a lot of, the song is basically about my journey because when I started writing it, I had not yet figured out what exactly I wanted to do with the situation. And that's why I decided to write on it in the first place. I was like, let me try and write about it. Because at first I was like, let's write about love. You know, everyone's writing about love. And I was like, let me do something that I haven't heard of. If they are songs, probably are. But like that I haven't constantly heard. And I was like, other people might be going through this too. You know, the hurt of being taken advantage of for giving your all in a friendship. Mm-hmm. And people don't do that for you, you know, like you'll always be there for that person and they'll talk to you and want to be with you and then like a day later it's like they just don't care anymore.
Sure.
They just Yeah, so...
Thank you for reminding us that, because I think we tend to concentrate a lot on just the fact that we hurt in relationships, but friendships as well. And it cuts deep.
It does.
Cuts really, really deep. But you did something so positive by actually writing about it and giving us music about it and having us have you on the SA Music Countdown, which is absolutely amazing. And it brings me to the following as well, you know, as kids and as teens in school, there's a lot of bullying that goes on. To the girl or to the guy out there that is maybe facing this at school, what advice do you have for them?
So, just because I have been bullied before a lot in one of my old schools, to the point where my mom had to force me to go to school because I would tell her I don't want to go. I don't want to be there. I can understand you to a point where I can tell you that you need to... Like, I'm not going to tell you, like, stop going to school or something, but work on yourself and, like, realize that what other people say about you, it doesn't matter as long as you're reaching for your goals. Because at the end of the day, if you reach those goals, I don't know what goals they're going to be reaching, picking on you the whole time. And what I've always been told is when someone has then your name in their mouth 24/7, what are they reaching for, really? Because they might be jealous of your goals and they want to bring you down with them. And I mean, you never know what they're going through as well. So, like, speak to them. I mean, the respect starts with self-respect. And if they don't have respect for themselves, you don't have to stoop that low. Grow your respect for yourself. Grow your respect for others. And at the end of the day, turn the other cheek, you know? Like, they shouldn't matter. If you let them know that they get to you, they're going to carry on.
Chloe, you might be actually very slagful. At the age of... You're 16 now, right?
Yeah.
At the age of 16, het ek achter ouchies, of nie achter ouchies, he ook achter gullies aangehardloop. And I was busy in school, busy with all the wrong things and not like you. Yo, jy is achter mekaar, man. We have Chloe Jade in the Jacaranda FM building. She's also Miss Teen Earth International. Gained that title in November 2023. Ons gesels verder saam met haar net hierna.
Tabiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.
Chloe Jade, sy is in die gebou. She brought us that song, One Turn Back. En ons gesels 'n bietjie lekker saam met haar. You are on your way out of the country at the moment. Waar toe gaan jy?
I'm going to Paris.
Dit moet lekker wees. What are we going to do in Paris?
We are going to attend EMS, the Europe Model Showcase. Mm-hmm. For modeling.
Chloe, where do you get time? So you model, there's instruments that you play, there's of course schooling that you also have to do. How do you fit all of this in?
I don't know. I just wait, okay. I think it's just because I will do something until it's done and then only will I sleep.
Sure.
So, like, my sleep schedule is kind of a mess at the moment. But I do have a balance from my parents because they help me. And my mom will be like, listen, you really need to do this now. Like, the procrastinating is not allowed. So I think also I have now stopped doing sports because I did hockey and netball every year. But I just, like, stop because I can't get hurt. I can't have bruises. And also, that also takes up a lot of my time because I go to a school very far from me. So the bus leaves at about 6:25 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I'll get home from now hockey or netball at around 5. And then I still have the instrumental lessons. And then I go home. And then I'll have time to do homework and study and eat and bath and sleep. So it's like it was getting a bit much for me, so I kind of stopped that. But with the rest, I am currently just trying to get a little balance for myself, where I would really focus when I need to focus, because sometimes I struggle with that, you know, like where I'm just like, but I don't wanna.
Yes, 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 yes. And those choices that you have to make, man, you have amazing parents. They are really, really amazing. The support structure that they give you is absolutely beautiful. The choices that you have to make as a teenager, okay, you're like still finding yourself within all of that, and now there's all of these choices that you also still have to make. Mm-hmm. Who helps you make those choices?
So my parents definitely do, but sometimes how can I say it, sometimes when I have to make a decision, I will be told that I need to make this decision for myself. Mm. Because at the end of the day, it's my future. It's what I want to do, not what they want me to do. So they say they'll support me in any direction that I go in. And that helps a lot sometimes, most of the time, in trying to figure out what I really want to do. And also, I feel like just the way I was raised helped me to be able to make decisions about my future, about what I want to do in life and where I want to go and the type of person I want to be at the end of the day. So, I mean, my parents have a big influence on that.
That's amazing, man. But I can see their influence on you as well. The mature lady that's sitting in front of me, that is Miss Teen Earth International, that does all of these things. And it brings me to the next question, with me actually wanting to be hot with you as well. That is honest, open and transparent. When I'm done here with the show, I get into the car. This is high energy. Das mense wat my boodskap stuur. Dis ek wat nou vir jou interview. En dat is hier so, hy vat lekker videos van ons. En dis lekker. At 10 o'clock when I go here, the energy is still very high. I get into the car, I'm alone. What normally happens is the post show depression. I get very lonely as I drive home. Is this a lonely journey for you?
It can be. With the amount of support that I have, it would be to some people like, no, but you have a lot of support. You have a lot of people around you. But at the end of the day, sometimes I just feel alone on my own. Like, just someone who can understand what it feels like to not be able to go out with friends or not be able to do certain things. Mm. And I mean, I made that sacrifice on my own. So I carry it. I'm like, even if I'm lonely and sad, I'll talk about it to my parents. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to go to someone and be like, yo, but I don't get to go out like you do or something like that. So it does get lonely, but I do pray, and that helps to not feel lonely, because then I have someone to talk to, and God is a great person to talk to.
Come on. I absolutely love that. It brings me to the next point. Tell us a little bit about your love for this person. Lay it down at his feet. Who's that?
It's Tyrion. I love her so much.
But why do you love her so much?
The way she writes a song, the way her songs just touch me. It's like, not many people like to write about the downs of being in a relationship with God. Like the downs inside of you.
100%. Oh, I love it. Yeah.
The things you go through during that relationship, and just how like people are always like, yeah, I'm Christian, I'm strong, I'm whatnot, but they never talk about where you feel distanced from him, where you feel like you've sinned, where, and just the way she sings her song, she's not afraid to voice what people are afraid to say. And that's why I wrote the song the way I did, Won't Turn Back, because some people just don't have the words to say how they feel, and she does when it comes to God. And just, it just gives me goosebumps. Like, I love listening to it. It'll bring me to tears sometimes. And it's just the way she speaks about it, I can just relate, and I'm sure everyone else can. So please listen to Tyrion. You know, she's really good. Especially God With Us. Yo, that song.
Ek wil net vir jou ouers sê, I'm gonna steal your child. Sy's amazing. You are amazing. You are truly, truly, truly amazing. Ons kom nou terug saam met jou for our last bit. Ek wil sommer nie eers hê jy moet gaan nie. Weet jy, jy het so baie wysheid.
Ek hoef nie. Ja?
The SA Music Show on Jacaranda FM.
My name is Thabiso Kambudia, the Fresh Prince of Radio. We are busy chatting with the one and only Chloe Jade. She is in the building, Miss Teen Earth International. Maar sy sing ook. En sy sê nou vir my, sy het nou nog iets gewen. Wat het jy gewen? What did you just keep on like, it's literally all I do is win, no matter what.
Yeah, yeah. With hard work and determination, but come on.
What did you win?
I am currently the ambassador for New Romantics Couture. So that is a beautiful dress designer, Nadine.
Wow.
Sy's so goed. Haar rokke is so mooi.
Maak sy vir mans ook goeders.
Ja.
Nadine skimp.
Ja.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. And literally, man, ek, yo, Godspeed to you, hey. You are wonderful. Jy is rarig op die grond and I literally see a whole lot of great things happening for you. Just keep on being the person that you are. You've got amazing parents that I know will definitely keep you grounded.
They're so cute. I love them so much. Shout out to my parents.
Hulle is rarig, absolutely amazing. Maar voordat ek jou laat gaan...
Yeah.
There's this beautiful saying that you've said once. You said, once is a mistake, but twice is a choice.
Yeah.
Mm. So I want you to make a bit of decisions in the next questions that I'm going to ask you, right? I just want to pickle your mind, hear who you are, get to know you better, and have the Jacaranda FM listener also get to know you better.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. Lekker vraagies vir jou op pad.
Hoekom is ek nou nervous?
Would you know? Don't be at all. This is actually such a lekker vraag.
Okay.
Would you rather be able to teleport anywhere in the world instantly, or be able to time travel to any historic period?
I think I would like to travel to any historic period.
Which would be
when Christ was on this earth, so I could see him and hug him. Whoa. And ask him.
Man, wow. Yes. Yes. I agree with that. I can't say with you. Just have space for me there as well, please.
I just squeeze in.
Have space for me there as well, please. Here's the second question. Would you rather have the ability to talk to animals, or be able to speak every human language fluently?
I think, I would want to be able to speak any language fluently, because imagine how much easier it would be to communicate the gospel and the word of God to people.
I agree with that. Madiba said something so amazing once. He said, you know, when you can speak people's language, you speak to their heart. What amazingness.
Yeah.
Last vraagie. Would you rather have a magic carpet that you can use to fly anywhere in the world, or would you rather have a robot that can do everything for you?
A robot?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. I want... AI scares me.
No.
Thank you. I would like the magic carpet.
Fly you anywhere in the world. Like you're going to Paris now.
Jy weet, as ek in 'n eksamen is, kan ek net daai ding roep en dan is ek weg. Jy weet, jy sien my nooit weer nie. Oh, okay. Just explore the world, you know. I'll have a little bit of space, you know, for anyone who wants to join.
All right. Excellent stuff. Ek sal saam met jou op die carpet wees.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Nala sê, so I want to join you also. Thank you so much for the message. 0848500942. That is indeed the number. Chloe Jade, baie dankie vir die kuier. Kom kuier asseblief weer. I feel that somewhere, like let's say in about 2 years, something amazing is going to happen again. And then you're going to come visit. Make more music, please.
I am love it. Currently busy.
Will I be, yes,
yeah, I've written two so far.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you that you said it here first. Jacaranda FM listener, you heard it here first. Chloe, bye, thank you. Konkere Sibliveer. And it was such an honor, such a privilege to have you in studio. You're wonderful. You're great. Go out there and be an absolute awesome being like you are.
Thank you.
You're tuning to Jacaranda FM, home of more music you love. My name is Thabiso Kambule, the Fresh Prince of Radio. Your mix, you know.
Thabiso Kambule on Jacaranda FM.